College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This is from Kristen in DeSoto. Kristen writes, I'm 42 years old and I'm divorced. I haven't dated since my divorce because my ex-wife's mother still lives in my house. My ex said she can only afford a one-bedroom place and I love her mom dearly. So is it my responsibility to keep housing her?
What?
Yeah.
I don't understand. I get a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
The woman I'm divorcing, mama, live with me.
Right.
What?
The ex-wife is gone with her one-room apartment.
That's not a divorce.
bro.
That's all she can afford.
She can't afford the mama.
So the mama.
Her mama.
Her ex-husband. I know.
Right. You gotta come get your mama. Yeah, that's the show. You got to come get your mama. Yeah.
Period.
Bro, I don't even know how you got down, how you got in this deal right here.
How the first day happened. You got to come get your mama.
Yeah, when all this discussion, y'all ain't nobody mentioned your mama.
That's like all in the divorce in the house or anything.
I ain't never man that got a divorce that wanted the mother-in-law.
In the divorce, yeah.
Dave Aug, I've had people have custody battles over their kids. I've had people have custody battles over their pet. Ain't nobody never said, who gonna get the mother in
there? You packed all your stuff. You loaded everything in your car and left your mama.
All right, mama. I'll see you later, mama. It's your mama.
So he hasn't dated because of this. Now, he's divorced, only 42 years old. He hasn't dated because her mom lives in his house still.
Hey, let me explain something to you. This man was in a very domineering relationship with a woman. Uh-huh. He was very sounds domineering because like if she make you take care of her mama... Dog, you got to be crazy. If you don't get your mom, what rest of you? She got some other kids?
Well, she said she can only afford a one-bedroom apartment.
Where the mama husband at?
And the other kids, yeah. He the only son. He the only one. Right?
She got a one-bedroom apartment?
One bed. She said that's all she can afford.
Well, you and your mama finna be tight.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. Sleeper sofa. Come on.
I'm about to go sleep in the tub.
I can only afford a one bedroom. That's fine. I don't give a damn. You're going to come get your mama, though, today.
Today.
Taking all this time.
It's the last day.
All right. Moving on to Marilyn in New Orleans. Marilyn writes, my husband and I rent our house out in Colorado, and we moved to New Orleans. My husband told me he had to go check on the house, and he's been there a month. Is it a sign that he's cheating? Should I pop up to see what he's up to?
let me say, please don't pop up. Please don't get your
family. He ain't coming back.
Yeah, don't worry. He said he's going to check on something. He's been gone for a month.
Mm-hmm. It's over.
He in Colorado. This was a move right here.
Yeah.
Put this house up in Colorado. Move to New Orleans. As soon as we get in New Orleans, I'm going to tell her I'm going to check on the house in Colorado.
And he's been there for a whole month?
A month.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So you're saying for her not to pop up?
You ain't got to check on the house for a month.
Mm-mm. Nope.
First of all, these ain't like real, real rich people. So I know the house he went to check on.
What? Well, is he coming back? Is he coming back to New Orleans? That's what I want to know. Is he coming back?
Hell no. Would you?
And what does Rich have to do with this, Steve? Why did you say that?
Well, see, you can say you're checking on a house with a whole lot of amenities. Mm-hmm. But you ain't got to check on no house in Colorado. He went up there. It ain't the house that he's checking on.
Oh. Gotcha.
That part.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. That part.
Okay. All right. Moving on to Kalisa in Richmond. Kalisa writes, I had a one-night stand and the guy stalked me and showed up at my job. My coworker said it's sweet, but I think it's scary. I did a background check on him and everyone he knows says he's a good guy. Should I hang out with him again?
He turned him
what?
Out.
I don't understand these letters.
One-night stand and then the guy showed up
It was good. It was good.
He is sprung. Not to the job.
Not to the job, though.
Not sure. Just be one night. If only for one night. Be right after that, creep. Creep right on up to that job.
And her coworkers thought it was a sweet gesture, but she thinks it's a little scary, she said.
A little creepy, huh? Mm-hmm.
Well, lady, you wasn't scared at the one-night stand? Why are you scared he at your job? At least the lights is on. You got some witnesses. If you was not scared at the one-night stand, mm-hmm. what are you scared the next day at the job for?
Well, she doesn't want to lose her job to some random guy coming up there.
She didn't. Random. That was not what the letter was about. That is not what this letter was about. The letter was about mm-hmm. not losing her job.
Yeah.
She did a background check, and everybody says he's a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's her that's the problem. See, she don't know how not to be tricky.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
First of all, she's done the one-night stand before. That's why she ain't used to nobody showing back up. Now, how many one-night stands you need to have before you first figure out this ain't really what you do? Now, you done ran up into a good guy that they had a one-night stand. You don't even know how to handle that. What is he back over here for? It was just for one night. What is you trying to have a relationship for?
Just catching on.
That I like. That explanation just one, I really like.
What is you?
So should she go out with him again? No?
Look, this girl is in the one-night stands, and this is what she do. Now, this wanting you again is confusing to her.
Yeah, it threw her into something.
The hell wants somebody after the one-night stand?
Yeah, it's not what she does. All right.
Found him out.
Mm-hmm. All right, last one. Sonia in Tampa writes, there have been four men in my life that showed me that men are dogs. I have a hard time trusting the new guy I'm dating because of that. How do I let go of the past and move on?
See, that's the problem. That isn't that the problem. You can't drive your car looking in your rearview mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the law of attraction. All men are dogs. Well, guess what? Now you finna meet all of them. Then when you meet a good one, you automatically want to put him in the dog category. Because your picker's off.
Okay.
I know four men in my life have showed me men are dogs. Once you make that statement, that's what you're going to attract to yourself. Stop putting that in your energy in your universe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Stop. Ask God to help order your steps. And introduce you to the right kind of guy. But be still for me. You need to quit picking.
Yeah.
You done got it wrong four times.
All right. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.